See, we are not the type to sit here and say, woe to us Catholics, we're so persecuted. No, we just point out what's obvious. Javier Becerra, the people that, I'm sorry, I know he's sick, and I'm not going to say anything harsh about it. Michael J. Fox, I had to listen to him for the longest time. I have Parkinson's, and I need embryonic stem cell research. And people were saying, no, actually, we could develop a cure in the same way you said. No, we need embryonic stem cell research. That's what we need.
They just want to justify their life, Joe.
And they want to justify their attack on human life. And it does tie into abortion because it ties into, again, Catholic teaching. We don't want the Catholic Church to be right about this, so we're going to show that we're right. And then what's the result? What's the result? Zero cures, not one. And now even in New York, they came up with some political reason why they're not funding it. They know why they're not funding it, because it produced nothing. All this embryonic stem cell research produced nothing, where the adult stem cells that I believe they take from your skin have produced an abundance of good fruit, if you want to put it like that, cures and things like that, therapies, all sorts of things. But you see, they can't stand to be wrong. And that's why mainstream media is not going to cover this. You know that.
But, you know, it comes down to, again, listening. Do we listen? Like, you know, I say this constantly in my house because I have 4 kids under 7 years old. You're not listening to me. I said that 6 times. You're not listening. You're not listening. I can't tell you how many times I said that. Well, God says it all the time. Our Lady said it. Listen to him. We don't listen. We simply, dude, it's a disease. It's simply a disease. And I'll tell you a story. I'll never forget this. I was at a retreat with the Missionaries of Charity in the Bronx. I don't even know who gave it, to be honest with you. I forgot. Mm-hmm. But there was a simple man, to be honest with you, I would even say he was like mildly like handicapped.
Okay.
And he was at the retreat. And at a break, they had like coffee and like, you know, like a cookie or whatever, and you just air. And the person was talking to him, and I'll never forget it. He was looking in the person's face. He was like a simple-minded person. And he was like, yes, yes. Like the person was telling him something. And you could tell he absolutely was listening and absorbing it. He was probably the slowest person in the room. I don't remember what was said at the retreat. I remember looking at that man, drinking my coffee, saying he is taking this in and taking it into his heart, and he's the simplest person in the room. And that's the point. Maybe that's the point. We think we know better. He didn't think he knew better, and he was listening.
Mm-hmm.
We don't listen. We don't listen. The church says something, we don't listen. Your father tells you something, you don't listen. And many times, they know what they're talking about. And then we suffer. And then we suffer.
Well, look at all the destruction of life that's gone on in New York since the fact that, you know, since they started embryonic stem cell research and funded it, okay? They don't want to confront that. And it's like you said earlier, they want to be right. They want to be right in their view of human life. They want to be right in with their notion that the Catholic Church is just an autocratic institution that wants to just tell you what to do with your life. They want to be right about these things until you make an argument. In the case of abortion, by the way, an argument on any level against abortion that provides them with unassailable logic, which then they start to get shrill and call you names. And also doing science, actual science, like in this in the case of embryonic stem cell, where you say, no, Joe, do you remember how they screamed 20 years ago? When people said, why do you have to use embryos? Why don't you use adult stuff? No, 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 no. It's all that no, no, like a typical shrieking liberal woman. All right, most of the men sounded like that. No, 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 we have to do, we need embryonic stem cell research. Again, Michael J. Fox promoting it out there. In the meantime, it's borne no fruit whatsoever. No fruit whatsoever. And nobody will cover it. And that's why we have to at the front line with Joe and Joe, and many others should cover this. This is a culture war story, Joe Racinello. Because we tried to say then, you talk about listening, we tried to say then, it's not going to do any good, number one, and number two, it's evil. Why can't you just do it this way? Which is perfectly morally listed, and you're going to get good fruit from it. No, no, no. And where are we 20 years later? New York's defunding it.
Well, like I said, it bleeds into a lot of different things. It bleeds into the virtue of obedience and the lack thereof. We have to work on that as a people. And you know something? That begins with me. And that also means that you do things you don't want to do. you do things you don't want to do. You see, Americans have a problem with that. Catholics sometimes have a problem with that.
We didn't always, though. I'd say even just keep it with Americans. Americans traditionally didn't have a problem doing things they didn't want to do, i.e. sacrifice. You know, we went to wars. You know, brave men went to wars. Who the hell wants to go to war? Okay, I don't want to go to war.
Well, how about a woman who has children, many children? Right. I mean, I look at my wife. I mean, she's had 4 kids in 6 years. Lost 2. I mean, do you know the sacrifice that a woman puts in for something like that? Mm-hmm. It's absurd. No,
we're on.
Okay, I totally got bounced out. But I mean, like, again, we just don't know how to listen as a people. And it's sad. It really is sad. It's one of my pet peeves, because, again, I have young kids. I say it constantly. But it's with adults, too. It's with adults, too. And what people have to realize is this. Father Giuseppe from the CFR has put it this way, as a good Italian priest would. Sin goes against the grain. It's like a cheese grater. When you go with the grain, the cheese doesn't cut. But when you go against the grain, it cuts the grated cheese. It's the same thing with sin. Sin cuts us. It hurts us. When you don't listen to your dad when you're 16, you'd usually get into trouble. Well, it's the same thing when you're an adult. You don't listen, you suffer. And this is what people, it's the story of Adam and Eve and Joe. It continues. It goes all the way to the stem cell research. And it continues. And we wound ourselves. And we continue to do it. You shake your head.
I am. Well, the people at the Crusade Channel, always on there and always online at crusadechannel.com can't see me. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm shaking my head because I just don't. I don't consider Joe Rasinello. I don't consider myself the smartest guy in the world. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that I have so much more insight than anybody else. Okay, I do think that I have eyes to see, but that comes with grace. Primarily, that's grace. Okay, that God gives you the eyes to see. But some of this stuff is just so free. Again, I'll go back to our first segment. We were talking about the prophets with the Israelites. Some of it was just such unassailable logic when the prophets would hearken back to the last time that the last prophet had to warn the Israelites. And look at what happened to them then. Do you want that to happen? What they do with this prophet? They throw him off a cliff, or they stone him, or get out of here. Like that's what they do. And it just, but. I guess God knows this about his creation. He knows the way we are. And this is why we get punished. That's the bottom line. This is why we get punished. And this is why, as a good father, as Father Rutler said, he goes, how is it that you expect God, you call God a good father? And I'm paraphrasing. He says, but a good father punishes. He's got to punish because he loves you too much. He goes, why don't people get that through their head? And what would you rather have? Some short-term pain? Some short-term sacrifice? Or would you rather have God's punishment? I think I'd rather have the short-term sacrifice than my father's punishment. Okay? But people just are blind. They don't see it. Or moreover, Joe Rasinello, they don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. And a case like this should have been an easy one to say, well, why don't we try it this way first? Why don't we try adult stem cells? You would have never had to talk about embryonic stem cells because the fruit was there. There's, you look at in the article that was written by Wesley Smith at Beth News, he says, contrasting adult stem cells with embryonic stem cells, he says, adult stem cell research is thriving. And induced pluripotent stem cells, that is stem cells made from skin, are bringing great benefit to science and medicine in the way it was predicted. What's the problem?
The problem is it's change. You see, Kennedy Hall on Twitter this morning put something very interesting out. And he basically said, the math, people just don't understand the math. Mm-hmm. And I read that and I thought about it. And I actually think they do understand the math. They choose not to look at it because they want to be self-affirmed. When you see something that's as obvious as the day is long, like a boy can't be a girl, that you don't have to go to college. People in the jungle of the Amazon know that. They're illiterate. They know that. Why are we doing that? Because they want to be right. And people don't want to change. They don't want to change. You see, why don't we listen to the church? Why don't we listen to God? Why don't we listen to our parents? because we don't want to change. Why didn't Adam and Eve listen to God? He basically gave them everything. And it's the foundational sin of man. But he said, listen, I determine what's right and wrong. You have everything. They don't listen.
Don't listen.
And this is the problem of man. What's in between? It's pride. And that's getting back to that gentleman at the retreat. He was the simple-minded man, and he was the one listening because he didn't have faith in his own thought. So he had faith in the person who was speaking with him, and he was listening. We have to have that type of childlike faith. Christ said that. He said, you don't get into heaven unless you're like a child. That's Jesus saying that, not me. That means you have faith in the Father. You take his word and you don't think about it. I remember a nun told me this one time. I said, sister, she asked me to do something. I said, sister, let me think about it. She said, Joe, don't think, pray and do.
Love it. I love it.
and this is what...
We need more sisters like that, Joe Rosano.
Pray and do. Same sister. She said, when the bell rings to prayer, that's the voice of God. Everything drops. You see, that's an order where obedience is...
I was just thinking
deep,
that.
Deeply, deeply embedded in the behavior.
Because what's a child? A child is obedient to their parents.
And trust their parents.
Right.
When you give your kids something to eat, they know it's not poison. They may not like it, but then you know that they don't think you're going to hurt them.
Right. Even Jesus said that about bad parents. You know, even Jesus said, what father would give his son a scorpion when he asked for a fish? No, your father and your mother... Are not going, you know, there is a reason to trust your parents, okay? But it requires obedience. And as you get older, you know, again, Jesus also told the story of the prodigal son. We know how sometimes even with that obedience and coming up in that wonderful and loving environment, we in our, you know, being kabatos like we are, we just got to say to our father, come on, give me some money. I'm going to go out into the world, all right? And then you go out and you really get ground to dust. And you're lucky to be able to get back up and go back home. But there was never any reason to travel out to the dark place to begin with. You had, as you said earlier, Joe Rosanello, you had everything. Look at America. We have freaking everything. We got to kill babies? Do we really? That somehow is a benefit to our society and our culture. We kill babies. We have every blessing you could possibly want in this country.
It's absurd.
We have a constitution, at least for now, that protects us. We'll see how that goes over the course of the next couple of years. Okay. We have everything, and we're so effing ungrateful that we don't speak up and defend those who have nothing, particularly babies in the womb. But we could go through a lot of victims in our society, let's say, and yes, victims of the Marxist left who just love to create victims out of human beings. We have everything. We're so freaking ungrateful.
Well, that's why we don't listen, because we put our faith in mammon. That's what it is. We've become too comfortable. But again, it goes back to human nature. We just don't listen. I mean, scripture says, you know, you have a thick neck, what was it, hard hearts, thick necks, thick neck people. I mean, we have short memories. We don't listen.
I always thought that, by the way, I always thought that that was a funny, it was not that it was funny, but they were asking Jesus about divorce, remember? And he said, well, Moses granted divorce. He granted divorce. And he said, you're a stiff-necked people. Right? So even, you know, they were so stubborn. You know, it just you reminded me of that.
No, but I also think, like, to be obedient goes against sometimes reason. Because what God asks us to do, and even our parents, let's even break it down. Like when you're a kid, don't drink and drive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do drugs. Don't drink excessively. These are things your parents will tell you. You don't listen.
Right.
Why? You think you know better. You know, but even sometimes from a theological perspective, Christ asked the disciples, who basically the first apostles, basically they were fishermen. No, you didn't catch anything. Throw the net over on the other side. But we fished all day, Lord, all night. Why would we do that? Just do it. So what did Peter do? He didn't give him like a diatribe. Well, listen, guy, you're a carpenter and I'm a fisherman and I'm not going to do it. No, he did it. It went against his reason. You see, sometimes we think too much. Like sister said, Joe, don't think, pray and do. We have to get back to that a little bit. We have to trust what the church teaches, trust in the truth, and live it. Many times they'll say, oh, but that's the truth, but it's not practical. How many times have I heard something like that? That's not practical. You can't do that. What do you mean you can't do that?